So let's review. Sagt the Mishnah, Ha'oichel Trumas Chametz bePesach b'Shoigeg, Mishalom Karen b'Chaymish. If a non-Kohen inadvertently ate Truma that is Chametz on Pesach, he has to pay the full value plus an additional fifth, actually 25%, to a Kohen. B'meizid Patim mitashlumen u'medmei Eitzim. If he knowingly ate it, he does not make a payment. If it was Truma Temeya, which can only be used as fuel for a fire, he does not have to pay the value of the Truma as firewood. Rashi explains the difference as follows. Regarding one who eats Truma b'shoigeg, the Torah writes, V'ish ki yechel kodesh b'shkoga, v'yosef chamishisa yelov, v'nosn l'koyin es ha-kodesh, from which we learn two unique halachas. V'yosef chamishisa yelov, when he reimburses the koyin, he must add a fifth of its value. V'nosn l'koyin es ha-kodesh, from these words we learn, dava haru'uya li'es kodesh, he must repay with produce which can become kodesh as Truma, and indeed, it does become Truma. He cannot pay with money or other valuables. These two requirements indicate that this payment is not merely tashlumen, reimbursement of the kohen's loss, but also a kapara, an atonement for having transgressed the lav of Yisrael eating truma. One who eats truma b'mezid does not have these two halachas. He repays only the principal with kesef or shava kesef, because b'mezid it is merely tashlumen, reimbursement of the kohen's loss. Therefore, it explains Rashi, although chametz b'pesach aser b'hanah and has no value, B'shoigeg he still pays as a kapara, b'mezid he does not pay because you cannot reimburse for something of no value. Based on this explanation, ibaylu, kishu mishalim lefi mida mishalim or lefi dama mishalim. When the non-kohen pays back for eating truma b'shoigeg, does he pay back based on the volume of what he ate or based on the value of what he ate? The Gemara clarifies the shaila. If the type of food went down in value since he ate it, he certainly pays the high original value, just like a gazan would have to pay the high original value of something he stole. As the Mishnah Masechtas Baba Kama states, Kol ha-gazlan misham k'shas ha-gzeilo. The payment of truma is indeed a kapar, but it's also a tashlumen, reimbursement of the kohen's loss. The question is, if it goes up in value between the time when he ate it and the time he makes his payment, must he pay the volume of what he ate, even though it is now worth a lot more, because the kapar requires the same volume of truma? Or paying for its value at the time he ate it is sufficient because the kapara only requires that he make tashlumen, restitution, in the form of payers. The Gemara suggests two proofs. Tashema, ochel gregris v'shilim lo tamarim tavei lav bracha. The Braisa says that if somebody ate figs and paid back in dates, he deserves a bracha for doing a good thing, which seems to indicate that he pays back the volume of what he ate, and since he is paying with a more expensive fruit, he deserves a bracha. The Gemara answers that actually, he pays back the value of what he ate, and he still deserves bracha because he's paying back with midi de kafetz ala zvini, something that is more marketable than the original. Tanan, ha'echel trumas chametz b'pesach b'shoigig mishalom keren b'chemish. The second proof is from our Mishnah, which says that he pays a keren b'chemish for eating trumas chametz, which indicates that he pays back by volume as chametz has no value. The Gemara answers that our Mishnah might be following the opinion of Rabbi Yisrael Glili that chametz bepesach muta b'hanah, and it has value. If so, why does he not pay b'mezid? The Gemara answers that if he ate it b'mezid, he's chayv karis for achilas chametz, and therefore patim mitashlumen, because our Mishnah might hold like Rav Nechunya ben Hakana that we say kam lei b'dirab minei, even with karis, not only with Mises Bezdin. The Gemara next discusses how much truma non-kohen has to eat in order to be chayiv to pay the keren b'chemish. Tan Rabban, ha'eichel kezayis truma misham keren b'chemish. The Talikama holds that the chayiv to pay is only if a person ate the size of a zayis and olive, because the Torah says, v'ish k'yechel kodesh b'shgaga, v'yasav chamishisi alav, v'nos na'koin es ha-kodesh. The term achila always implies a minimum of a kezayis. Abishol ha'emer, at sheyehe bay shava pruta. Abishol holds that it is not the size of what he ate that matters, but that it was worth at least a pruta, since the Torah, when describing the payment to the kohen, says v'nasan ve'ein nesina pachas meshava pruta. The term nesina always implies at least the value of a pruta. According to Abishal, the term achila teaches prat lemazik, that you're not chayav to make this payment if you damage the truma in some other way than by eating it. According to Tanna Kamma, v'nasan l'kohen sakodesh teaches davar haru'uya li'es kodesh. He must repay with produce which can become kodesh as truma, and indeed, it does become truma.